Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Today we'd like to give you a lesson out of the Old Testament on a very well-known, very famous soldier of the Lord, Gideon. Now in this particular passage, we're going to preach to you about the reason that God chose Gideon to fight the Midianites. And in doing this, we are going to find some character traits of Gideon that should match us who are told to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We are to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We're not to be entangled with the things of this world, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. We're given the whole armor of God that we can fight against our unseen spiritual enemies. In Judges chapter 6, verse 12, when the angel of the Lord showed up and appeared to Gideon, the Bible says that the angel said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." What we want to see is that Gideon is the perfect example of the soldier that God wants you and me to be. He's saying, in what capacity does Gideon demonstrate those great characteristics of a soldier that will help us to be better soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, number one, in Judges chapter 6, verse 11, Gideon found a way to feed himself while under enemy oppression. Look in Judges chapter 6, verse 11. "There came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon," watch it, "threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites." All right, in order to thresh the wheat, he had to be able to have some room to work, but he had to be in a place where the Midianites would not have expected to find him. Well, a winepress is not the kind of place that you would go in order to thresh wheat, unless you were trying to hide, which is exactly what he did. Because the Midianites had come in and basically had eaten everything. He had some in reserve, some they didn't find. Now, you see in verse 4, the Bible says of Judges chapter 6, "They encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass." That's very typical when you have an army that comes in into an occupation. They just eat up everything. Now, as a soldier, you would have to go through survival training because you're not always going to be able to get food. And there are many interesting stories of the means soldiers devise in order to feed themselves when they can't get their own rations or when their supply lines are cut off. Looting is one example, which is what the Midianites did. Soldiers will be in an area and they simply have to eat. Citizens in a particular area may have evacuated. They just go in the house and help themselves to anything they can find. You know, canned goods would be a good example. They can also feed themselves through spoiling. In other words, they're going to kill some enemy, and the enemy may have some rations in their packs, and they'll eat that. Harvesting, they'll look around and see if there's not an apple tree or an orange tree or a peach tree or some crops out in the field that they can eat. Hunting is a good example of what they'll do. Just go kill something like a domestic animal or a wild animal. Or rooting, digging around in the ground, seeing what you can find in there that you can boil and eat. There are many means that soldiers devise to feed themselves so they can survive when their supplies are cut off. And let me tell you something. When you are oppressed, it's hard It's hard. It's added work to find a way to feed yourself. And let me tell you something. When you and I are spiritually oppressed, it's really hard to read our Bibles. You see, that's where our food is. And we get cut off from our supply line because under the stress of the situation, when the enemy is attacking and we find ourselves in great adversity, you know one of the first things to go is your Bible reading. There was a POW in Vietnam that was in solitary for 7 years and survived on his memory of 18 years of Sunday school in his Baptist church. Now, he never knew the value of scripture memory until he was faced with losing his mind in solitary. And while he was there, of course, he had no Bible and he had no hymn book. Other POWs in Vietnam who were denied a Bible memorized scriptures before, and therefore they were able to recreate a lot of the Bible so that they could study and witness to other soldiers that were also imprisoned, taken as prisoners of war. They used a knocking code, like a Morse code, but they devised a code so they could knock, and they used it as a language to witness to each other and to testify to each other, and they were able to devise crude white writing utensils and crude parchments in order to record these verses that they had remembered, in others that other people could learn the Bible with them. You see, that's an interesting thing. They found a way to feed themselves while they were prisoners of war. Gideon found a way to feed himself while he was under enemy oppression, and you, in order to be a good soldier, need to feed yourself while you are being attacked by your enemy, and you need to stay in that book. Gideon is the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be because he developed the character of a mighty man of valor. We read this verse already, Judges chapter 6, verse 12. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now, undoubtedly, the valor was instilled in him from his youth. He had it in him before he ever knew he had it. The fight with the Midianites didn't make him tough. It revealed the toughness that was already in him. And as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, adversity will reveal what you are really made of. The Bible says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is weak." You see, Paul wrote a letter to Timothy, who was his son in the ministry, who happened also to be a young man. Paul said, "Let no man despise thy youth." He expected Timothy to be manly as a young man. Now, the interesting thing about it, when you read most of the stories of soldiers in infantry, these soldiers are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. They're young. And yet, when you read of the decisions they make and the fights they encounter, and the strategies they employ and the techniques and their bravery on the battlefield, you're thinking, how in the world can these men do it? Well, a lot of it had to do with their training when they were younger. It had a lot to do with their character. And it had to do with a lot with the fact that there was metal in them. In other words, these men were weeded out in boot camp so that one's lacking courage, one's lacking ingenuity, one's lacking integrity, one's lacking bravery were removed so that the men of valor could rise to the top and take the important positions. And so, listen, as an example, Gideon is an example to us of the soldier God wants us to be because he's expecting us to be manly and he's expecting us to be mighty men of valor. You say, "Well, you know, right now you're talking to a woman." Well, I may very well be, and so this isn't gender specific. He developed the character of a mighty man of valor. You'll have to display the character of a mighty man of valor, similar to Gideon, in the situations you find yourself if you are going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. See, God chose Gideon to fight the Midianites because Gideon found a way to feed himself while under enemy oppression. Gideon developed the character of a mighty man of valor. I'll show you something else. Even though he was afraid, Gideon did exactly what the Lord told him to do. You know, pressure in war can cause a man to suddenly fear for his own life and forget the battle. It could cause him to duck, hide in a foxhole, and not fight. All right? It could cause him to disobey orders that he has to follow in order to survive, in order to be able to help the rest of his platoon or company survive. Look with me in Judges chapter 6 at verses 25 to 27. It came to pass that same night that the Lord said unto him, that is unto Gideon, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Well, you know what happened? God gave Gideon an order to do something that Gideon was afraid to do. Go get the second bullock, slay it, tear down the altar unto Baal, and offer this second bullock to God on the rocks. Wow. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. You know that it was a difficult task, and you know that it was one that was scary, because he took 10 men with him to do it, and because he was afraid, he did it at night. At night. But you know what? He did it. He did it. He threw down that altar, and he killed that bullock, and he sacrificed it. He went against Baal worship. He went against the family religion. He did it at night, but he did it. Listen, there are times when I will see Christians, young men that get saved, and they come to church a couple of times, but then their family gets wind of what they're doing. And so the family puts pressure on them, and they feel that pressure to go back to their Baal-type worship, to go and worship in a religion that is contrary to the simplicity of salvation in Jesus Christ. And they don't want to cause any waves. Well, let me tell you something. When you become a soldier of Jesus Christ, you are going to find yourself in terrible situations. One soldier one time was chastised by his mother, who was encouraging him to take care of himself and not risk dying when he had an opportunity to avoid it by not fighting. And he wrote back to his mother, and he chastened his mother. And he wasn't being disobedient. He wasn't being rebellious. He was a soldier, and he told her, listen, somebody has to do this. And I know that you are concerned for your son. But and for us to be able to accomplish the task to preserve the freedoms we enjoy, somebody has to do this. Would you rather another mother's son die than your own? Isn't that selfish? He said to her in so many words. So there are going to be times when God's going to ask you to do something like go where you can truly be fed the words of God, even though it's not the same place where your family goes to church. And that can be a hard decision to make. But listen, if it's the one that the Lord wants you to make, as a good soldier, you have to obey your commander. And sometimes that means you have to break with tradition. Listen, in Judges chapter 7, beginning in verse 2 down to verse 7, the Lord wanted Gideon to lead some men. And when he first had men show up, there were 32,000 men ready to fight with him against the Midianites. And the Lord, in Judges chapter 7, verses 2 through 7, put the men through a variety of options until he trimmed the ranks down to 300 men. And may I tell you something? Those are hard decisions, and it's tough to keep going when everyone else is quitting or being fired. It's discouraging to the commander to trim the ranks. It's discouraging to the rest of the soldiers to fight because nobody else wants to fight. That's very discouraging. But Gideon knew, and so did the other 300 men, that fighting with men chosen by God was a lot better than fighting with 10,000 who weren't chosen, or 32,000 who weren't chosen. And so they went on to the battle and did what God wanted them to do, even though they were seriously outnumbered. That's war. You look at, listen, Christians are wanting to do things that are convenient. You look at the situation, the horizon, when God gives you something to do, and you calculate the possibilities and probabilities, and you think, I ain't doing this. Let me tell you something. God is your commander. You're the soldier. You should do what you're told. Gideon did. Gideon is the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be, because in addition to these three things, he wasn't hasty to dive into anything without being certain of the Lord's will. He wasn't hasty to dive into anything without being certain of the Lord's will. Look in verse 39 of chapter 6. Gideon said unto God, "Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once. With the fleece, let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew." Now listen, Gideon had already tested the Lord's will once with that fleece when it ended up wet and everything else was dry, verse 38. Now he wanted the fleece to be dry and everything else wet. And then there was still one more case of the interpretation of a dream of one of the Midianites that Gideon overheard in Judges chapter 7. Those three witnesses convinced him that God wanted him to fight this battle, and so he went after it. Now, you know what? Too often young men are so interested in going after a big thing to do for the Lord that they neglect to be certain if it's the Lord's will for their lives. In the military, for infantry, this is the difference between a veteran combat soldier and a recruit. You see, veteran combat soldiers have already been through firefights. They already know what to expect, and they know how to be cautious. They know when to attack, and they know when to retreat. When a recruit comes in, he hasn't had the experience on the battlefield, and he sees a situation and an opportunity to perhaps rout the enemy, he's ready to go for it, when in fact that may be exactly the wrong decision. You see, A recruit, a young soldier, is sometimes more interested in the challenge or in gaining the notoriety of being a hero. But I'm going to tell you something. Be sure before you go. And then when you are sure, then get after it. That's what Gideon did. He wasn't hasty to dive into anything without being certain of the Lord's will. But when he was certain, then he got after it right away. I'll tell you something else about Gideon. Gideon is the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be, because by wisdom he devised a plan for defeating the Midianites with his small army. In Judges chapter 7 and verse 16, he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. Well, nobody told him to do that. Nobody told him to do that. God, you don't see here anywhere where God said, "Now this is how I want you to do it." He gave him 300 men and he said, "Now go fight these guys." And Gideon sized up the situation and made a decision very valiantly and very wisely that he could, at nighttime, cause these men to surround that troop and make them believe that they were facing a superior force. Solomon said that wisdom is better than strength. And in this case, it really was. You see, the Lord told us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Well, he didn't just say be harmless as doves. He said be wise as serpents. Gideon knew that at the change of the sentries in the middle of the night, there would be movement in the camp. And he knew that 300 men with pitchers and trumpets would look like 300 different companies of men that had surrounded the Midianites. So the surprise at the sentry change caught men stabbing and killing their own soldiers in the chaos. In other words, here you have these soldiers that are leaving the camp to replace the sentries, and here you have these sentries coming in off duty. And so there's an exchange taking place, and as soon as they see the lamps and hear the trumpets, the sleeping soldiers waking up in the middle of the night think they are being attacked, when in fact what they're doing is they are receiving their incoming sentry. Well, they started killing their own soldiers, and in the chaos, the men had to defend themselves. Many times, companies of men have retreated from, I'm talking about companies of men have retreated from platoons because they feared that they were against a superior force. There are many stories of that where a small group of people, even just a portion of a squad, faces an entire company, but because of their valor, because of their pushing the attack at just the right time, the company retreats because they think, man, we're getting ready to face a really strong enemy and a very sizable enemy. That's what these men thought when Gideon attacked. What a great, fabulous plan. And, of course, God was with him, and God delivered them, so it worked perfectly. Let me show you something else. Gideon is a perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be because he didn't stop until he had finished the work God gave him to do. You see, in chapter 8, in verse 4, Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. They had just killed 120,000 soldiers, or been there when 120,000 soldiers had been killed. That's in verse 10. And there were still 15,000 men to pursue. And in spite of that fact, he and his men went after them. They weren't getting any help from the men of Succoth. They weren't getting any help from the men of Penuel. And, you know, the fact that these men wouldn't help him could have been very discouraging, but he didn't let the discouragement stop him. He went with what he had. He didn't quit until he had killed the princes and won the victory. In Judges chapter 8, verse 28, thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more, and the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. He had beaten them all. He didn't stop. He pressed and pressed and pressed until he wiped them out. Too many kings in Israel stopped short of killing off the enemy sufficiently and were attacked again soon after. Well, that's not Gideon. Gideon didn't stop until he had finished the work God gave him to do. He did it all. How many times in Christianity are you given a job and because of some discouragement you stop short of the finish line? Well, that's why Gideon is a perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be. You don't stop until you finish the job. That's what Bob Jones Sr. said. Finish the job. And then one more thing. Gideon is the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be because he refused to rob God of the glory of the victory. He refused to rob God of the glory of the victory. When they won, Gideon was approached to become the king over these men. Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. That's what he said in Judges chapter 8, verse 23. And so he refused to rob God of the victory, of the glory of the victory. Now, the reason God had trimmed the ranks was not to make Gideon look so good, but to make himself look great and to keep Israel from thinking that they had done something so wonderful, because that would have been their temptation. Israel, because of the victory won, wanted to make Gideon a king, and Gideon wouldn't do it. He told them, let the Lord rule over you. And you know what? You should do the same thing. See, Saul got jealous over David's victories, and it ruined him with envy. You need to let God win your victories. And when God wins your victories, you need to let everybody else know that he gets the glory for what he does, no matter. No matter whether he used you to win a victory, or no matter whether he used somebody else to win the victory, or won the victory on your behalf. Very, very important to remember that. Now listen. Gideon is the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be because he found a way to feed himself with wheat behind the wine press when he was being oppressed by the enemy. He's the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be because he developed the character of a mighty man of valor, even though he was young. And even though he was afraid, he did exactly what the Lord told him to do. He didn't look for any excuses. He's the perfect example of the soldier God wants us to be because he wasn't hasty to dive into anything without being certain of the Lord's will. He employed every resource that was available to him to be certain that God wanted him to fight, and you should be certain. By wisdom, he devised a plan for defeating the Midianites with his small army, and it worked. He didn't stop until he'd finished the work God gave him to do, and he refused to rob God of the glory of the victory. Now, you know what we should learn from Gideon? Here's what we should learn to do. Number one, we ought to get full of the Bible. You need to feed yourself. You'll need it when you can't get your hands on it. You ought to memorize that Bible. You ought to memorize it by chapters or verses or whatever means that you can devise in order to make sure that that Bible guides you. Get full of it and read it every day so it can guide you every day. Develop a manly, godly character. I'm talking to men now, if you're a woman, a womanly, godly character. Be courageous for God. If you've ever noticed the virtuous woman of Proverbs chapter 31, she's a working woman. Up late and up early. Be courageous for God. Do what God says no matter what. And you say, well, what's he telling me to do? You'll find the instructions in the Bible as you're doing your reading. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. I tell men when you're preaching, make it practical. Men have to be able to do it. The instructions are there. Be sure of the Lord's will for your life. You say, how can I do that? Through prayer, through Bible, and through wise counsel. You shouldn't rush off rashly into anything. You say, well, I think God wants me to go to Bible college. Be careful about the choice. I believe God wants me to go to the ministry. Be careful about what you do in preparation. I think God wants me to marry. Be careful of the choice of your spouse. I think God wants me to go to school. Be careful where you go. Be sure of the Lord's will for your life. And here's another thing we learn from Gideon. Develop strength in wisdom. Don't rely so much on the flesh. Listen, we get the idea that flesh is the only representation of strength in our bodies, but the Bible says a wise man is strong. All right, here's another one. Finish every job. It's a character problem if you can't finish every job. And then finally this, never touch the glory. Do everything you do to the glory of God. And when you do these things, you will recognize that, in fact, God has made you a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.